B'hemshech, in continuation to the earlier installment regarding Gimel Tammuz and a selection of stories about the Rebbe, we continue now with installment number 2 and additional stories which express brachas and yeshuas from the Rebbe for Klal Yisrael. A person from Paris is traveling to New York. He's planning to visit the Eil to daven there. He tells his family and friends that he will gladly take their notes, requests panim for blessing to the Eil on their behalf. One condition: the person feels that in order to receive the Rebbe's blessings, he would need to read every note, so no one should write anything that they wouldn't want him to read. One acquaintance gives him her letter, but insists that he shouldn't read it at the Eil. It is too personal. The person finds himself at the Eil. He reads through all the letters until he comes to this lady's letter. He's torn. He thinks of an idea. Let me ask a random stranger to read her letter. This way it will be read, but any details won't compromise the lady's desire for privacy. He looks around in the Eil itself and he notices a random person that he had heard earlier speaking in French. He asks him to simply read the letter and then tear it up and place it over the resting place, the tzion, as is the custom. The person agrees to the strange request and begins reading the random letter. However, pretty quickly, his expression becomes animated. His face is showing all kinds of emotion. The person finishes the letter, tears it up, places it on the tzion, and leaves. The original person is still there. He has a few more letters to read. When the original person finally leaves, he comes into the big tent outside, and this fellow is waiting for him. And the person who read the letter asks the original person, "Do you know what was written in that letter you gave me?" The original person says, "Nope." "Well," the person tells him, "in that letter, the lady asks the Rebbe for a blessing to reconcile with her long estranged brother who lives in Montreal. She hasn't spoken to her brother for many years and wanted to finally make peace with him. That long estranged brother is me. And you randomly, quote unquote, asked me to read my sister's letter at the Eil." An additional story was a Yid who was from the Karlin Chassidim and spoke very harshly against the Rebbe. And it was many years that this person did not have children. He started to make his rounds by all different various Rebbes in various circles. And then he came to the Rebbe and prepared his request. This was by dollars. Before he began speaking, before he had a chance even to speak, he already received a dollar and he was outside. He finds himself outside and begins crying. He didn't get anywhere. He got the dollar, but he didn't tell the Rebbe his request. Suddenly, Rabbi Groner announces, "Rabbi Yisrael." This person didn't understand, didn't figure if he's calling him, because officially nobody knew his name. From where should the secretary know who he is? And Rabbi Groner told him, "The Rebbe is calling you back." And the Rebbe told him, "Rabbi Yisrael, you don't have what to worry about. You will have a child. And let me know when the child will be born. And also, b'negia to the bris." And so it was. A child was born, and he then came to notify the Rebbe. And also, after the bris, he returned again to notify the Rebbe. A third story There was a Yid, name was Rabbi Avram Sefer. He was a person who published many Svarim from the Meiri, and he seemingly was also an Einikul of the Chassam Sefer. And whenever he visited the Rebbe, he would speak with the Rebbe in learning. And he also authored Svarim on the Chassam Sefer. And at one point, when he was ready to publish the Sefer, he was still left with some sections of the Sefer that he did not have a source for them. When he brought it to the Rebbe immediately, right there and then, began citing references for the sections which he did not find a source. He was very impressed, made a very deep impression on him, and he asked the Rebbe, from where is there such a bekiyas? From where does the Rebbe have such a bekiyas? And the Rebbe in his modesty said, this is from the Keach of Chassidim. The fourth story was around 1950, Tavshin Yud. A younger man came to the Rebbe and asked for a bracha for children, Zarechaya Bekayoma. Up till then, children were born, but sadly, tragically, they did not make it. They passed away a short time later. The Rebbe told this person he should grow a beard. And the Rebbe then said, "Wer der Kind haben mit was anzuhalten sich." The child, when he is held by the father, the child will be able to grab onto the beard and not fall. Which actually, in a sense, when we think about it, this is also an explanation that the child will last. And that's what he did. And Baruch Hashem, a family of children and then grandchildren were born to him, and everything worked out in a very positive way.